This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today at McGurk's in Lionville. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, Alex Call in for Kyle behind the glass. Hugh Douglas has himself a plate of bacon.
A plate of bacon.
Because two pieces were just not enough.
Because I complained.
You did. I mean, that's exactly.
I didn't complain. I appreciate it, Dave. I appreciate the bacon. I'm here to tell you. I just thought it was a little odd that it was only two pieces. That's all. I wasn't complaining, though.
I was complaining.
McGurk's is a great place.
It is awesome.
And I feel kind of bad now that I complained and they gave me some more bacon.
I got to tell you. So we've been to this location a few times, right?
Yeah, it's
and
nice.
I think both the times we were here before we were on that back patio outside, which is awesome.
Yes.
But on a day as warm as today, I'm telling you, I'm not minding an inside on the in the air conditioning. It's kind of nice.
It's a little warm. It's been warm the last couple of days,
yeah,
Joe.
It has.
And then we've been in the, you know, we've been at camp cooking stews all week.
Oh, I'm surprised no one gave the excuse for Hurts' training camp so far that it's been
hot.
Yeah, that feels like a Hugh Douglas.
Well, that dog doesn't hunt.
Well, I mean, I could see you saying it.
I say it, but it don't mean it
dog does not hunt. All right. So, you know, as we discuss the Jalen Hurts thing, there's obviously the backdrop of he just won the Super Bowl, right? And
yes.
Now we're talking. You said earlier this is a big season for him, and one of our callers kind of took exception to that, like, big season. He just won the Super Bowl, but that's not a. Sometimes I think these conversations, people think it's because of Hurts. No, Hurts is just the Eagles quarterback, right? There's been Eagles quarterbacks before. There'll be ones after him. It's really a product of how much people care here.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman said something. He was on Ruben Amaro's podcast, the Phillies podcast.
Yes.
Said, and they had Howie as a guest, which I thought was cool. You know, they brought on a non-baseball person as a guest, but someone that is in the business of trying to win and a GM. I thought it was a good guest for them. So here's something Howie said on the Phillies podcast, Ruben Amaro. Hugh, that Howie, after all these years, he gets it here. After all these years being the GM of the Eagles, here's Howie on kind of what he learned about the city of Philadelphia and how they react even after you win. Here's Howie.
At one point early in my tenure, Ruben and I were on a podium together. I don't know if you're going to remember this. I think we were actually at the stadium.
Yep.
And, you know, they said, what's your biggest surprise? And I said, you know, after watching the response to Ruben, after all the success he had, I realized that just winning in Philadelphia once, I always had this vision, like, you win a world championship here, like, you're God for life. And clearly, like, that's not going to happen. And, you know, I was kind of joking. And then we won in 17. And, you know, I think there was a moment in 2020 where my boys were watching a Phillies game. I know there was a moment in 2020 when boys were watching a Phillies game and there was a chant, Fire Howie, in the stands. And, you know, it was like, yeah, you know, I don't know. We made the playoffs three of the last 4 years, won a world championship. You know, you thought that was pretty good. And then you remembered, kind of, I remembered my moment on that podium with Rube, where it's, you know, in this city, which I appreciate, I really do. It's nothing that you've done in the past guarantees your success or your standing in the future. And that's okay. That's okay.
I love that because it is this. It is about what have you done for me lately.
And you know what? That plays into exactly why I said a few days ago how he made himself relevant as far as the city is concerned. You know, because he's right. And that's the thing that I think that we as fans need to realize. The ones that are complaining about the topic and all the other stuff, like I said, go look around the National Football League and see what people are talking about. They're talking about the Eagles and Jalen Hurts and trying to figure out what he is. If you don't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. Because the fact that this is a divisive conversation, this is a divisive topic to tell you everything. We are in the camp, some people are in the camp of, you know, well, hell, he just won a Super Bowl. He did. He's been to two. He's been to the playoffs every year that he's been in the league. He has. But you have other people that are like, well, he's not as good as those other guys. So that's where the conversation comes in. So why isn't he? Because he's accomplished more than those other guys. But the bottom line is this. When we have these we all have in our mind what we feel a franchise quarterback looks like, mm-hmm. what a franchise quarterback brings to the table. And a lot of that for a lot of people is physical attributes. And when you argue – physical attributes, Jalen comes up short in a lot of those categories. But the one category that he comes up big in, to me, is leadership and those unquantifiables that I always talk about.
Oh, there it is.
No, but Joe, it's true. It's true. It's one of those things. You know what? I was watching Jalen last year early on, and I saw the same thing that everybody else saw. The sporadic games, mm-hmm. the games where he looked like he was turning a corner, then all of a sudden he regresses. But throughout that whole time, Jalen remained even keeled in all of that. And it forced me and everybody else to look at him in a different prism. Now, some people will never see it like that because we are so conditioned to see the quarterback from the eyes of, you know, how they're able to, you know, rally their team or carry their team and things like that. Jalen's not that guy. And that's why I said a few days ago, he's a unicorn. And you have to look at him as such. Now, with all that being said, the basic rules still apply. When the season starts, if this team struggles, Jalen's going to be the conversation.
Well, and it goes to the Howie thing. What have you done for me lately?
Yes.
I mean, Howie – they won the Super Bowl in 2017, right? In 2020, across the Schuylkill from where we do our show, and I know we haven't been there in a while because we're out of camp and here and we love being at McGurk's, but you know what I'm talking about. You look out the window in our studio.
Yes.
And you see the highway, right?
Yes.
There was a sign hanging over there, Fire Howie. In 2020, he had won the Super Bowl 3 years earlier.
Yeah.
They had made the playoffs the year before we wanted to fire Howie. So, yeah, like as far as my feeling on Jalen Hurts' training camp, and I do think it's a big deal because I want it to be more consistent, and it's not a great camp so far. I'm not worried about last year. I'm on this year, right? Now I'm on to now. The Eagles have said they turned the page. I've turned the page. I'm on to now. It's 2025, and we got a season to play. We got a game in what? Are we 3 weeks from today? Ew, it's three weeks.
Something like, yeah.
3 weeks
from
tonight
yeah.
is the opener against the Cowboys. So
it'll be exciting.
It's going to be awesome. And banner being raised. Going to beat the Dallas Cowboys? Do you think Mike is going to be on the field? He's got 3 weeks to go. I don't think he's going to be on the field.
No. Did you see the clip that I sent? I guess Jerry was at practice one day, and they asked him, what's stopping you from like, talking to Micah's agent? Yeah. And he started to stutter, and then he said nothing.
I love it. I love it. I don't think Mike is playing that game.
Joe, what are we doing?
What are they doing?
What are they doing?
I never know what they're doing, but it's also always good for the Eagles. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's check in here with our Twitter polls. You know, obviously there's a lot of Super Bowl syndrome out there today, as no one wants to believe that Jalen Hurts not having a good training camp is a big deal. I think it is. 85% say no. They're on the Hugh Douglas excuse-making train. Is it acceptable to be late for work that starts at 10 a.m.? 80% saying no. And I like the results here. Should Nick Castellanos still be an everyday player for the Phillies? 70% say no. Hugh, that is an amazing number.
Yeah, the fans are tired of that, man.
And, you know, this is a guy that's played basically every day here for 3 years. I mean, he's played, or 4 years, 22, 23. I mean, he's basically been an everyday player for four seasons on the Phillies, and it feels like most fans are ready to move on from that idea. Carlos in West Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Carlos.
All right, what's going on, y'all?
Carlos, what's up? Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, what's going on, man? So I want to say first, I don't think it's as big of a deal as you're making it out to be.
Okay.
Because if you listen to Jalen and Petullo's interviews, they're both saying I don't agree with what Elliot was saying either, because they're both saying that they're not game planning one, and they actually running some things that you wouldn't even run against certain defenses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And so I listen to y'all, and I also listen to a media outlet called Jacob Sports. It's a guy named John McMullen. He's down on the field as well as Elliot.
Yeah, I've seen John. And yeah, John covers the game. Right. I've seen him at practice. John's right. A nice guy. Yep.
So I've seen John say that Jalen has been trying to throw the ball in the tighter windows during this training camp. So I agree with a lot of the callers that I'm sure he's trying things that to see how far he can get away with certain things. Since last year, when Elliot said he had a great training camp, it was a lot of dink and dunk. That's what they were saying. He wasn't pushing the ball down the field. So that's what happened last year. And we still was talking bad about him last year, about him not being, even though he was efficient last year, we still was talking about the way he was playing last year. So he had a great training camp last year, but we still was saying that he had an inconsistent year. Well, not everybody, but a lot of us were saying he had an inconsistent year last year. So if he had a great training camp last year and he still had an inconsistent training camp, then why are we getting so enamored with the training camp thing? This is when you work the kinks out during this time. You know what I'm saying?
And sure. No, I understand. But wouldn't you feel better if we heard from someone who, you know, and there's, you mentioned John, who's a good reporter. There's a lot of good reporters that cover the team. Wouldn't you feel great if someone just said, he's looked great for the last 3 days? Like, nobody's saying that, Carlos. It just feels like it's fine. Like, they didn't score a touchdown against the Browns today.
But, Joe, you're hearing – okay, so you're hearing – even from Elliott today, you're hearing that the offense in general – I'm talking about you're hearing which we all say that the offensive line is great, right?
Yes.
And you're hearing that the offensive line isn't playing well in the pass pro. You know what I'm saying? They're not pass protecting well. So the offense is getting itself together, man. Like everybody said, when the season starts, you know what I'm saying, I'm sure that it'll take – because they don't play preseason, so I'm sure it'll take 1 or 2 weeks for them to prime and get ready for the roller thing. You know what I'm saying? And then just one more point. Earlier, I heard you say that you know, basically the only one the only one we talking about is Jalen or whatever. But, like, that's because, in my opinion, maybe because we're here in Philly, our media and some of our fans are the ones that talk like Jalen is not this great quarterback whenever he struggles. But and when we look at, like, we still hear Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback around, even though the past two seasons, Patrick Mahomes has been average at best.
Oh, jeez. He's been at Carlos.
If you look at his numbers, look at his numbers. All you got to do is look at his numbers. Carlos, look at his numbers. That's all. But you never going to hear that.
Hold on. But wait a second. Whenever we talk about Jalen's numbers, everyone says he's a winner. But now we need numbers for Mahomes? I don't understand. Patrick Mahomes went 15-1 last year.
Patrick Mahomes is a winner, and he is the best quarterback because he's going to do what it takes to win. I agree. I'm not saying that, Patrick, but I'm saying his numbers. When we look at Jalen, we look at numbers. And if we look at Patrick's numbers, then they're also average. And then
they're not average. So Carlos, they're not average. And Carlos, I'd love you in a good phone call. I think we're judging Mahomes against young Mahomes. Hugh, Mahomes is not average. Now, has he been as dynamic the last 2 years as he was in his first four or five?
His offense has gotten a little longer too.
Right. But he's not played average football the last 2 years. That is. If he went from being the clear number one or two statistically, and now he the last couple of years he was more like six or seven, that's okay. That you could say that, but he's not played average football. They won 15 games last year. I mean, if he's playing average, what is Jalen?
Yeah, that dog don't hunt.
I mean, like last year.
But I get his point. He rivaled Jay, but
that's fine. Yeah, but Jalen last year Patrick Mahomes had 1,000 more passing yards than Jalen Hurts. Like, what are we doing? If Mahomes is average, I mean, I got bad news for you on what Jalen Hurts is. I mean, come on.
What do you say, Joe? What are we doing?
What are we doing here? Sam P. in South Jersey's up. Hey, Sam.
Hello. Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon, Sam.
I'm a long-time listener, being 76 years old, and this is my second time calling in.
Well, we appreciate that. I'm excited to talk to you, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Let me preface my point by saying this. I have heard the same criticism leveled over the years against a quarterback for the Eagles by the name of Randall Cunningham, McNabb, can't do this, can't do that, and all they did was win. I recall when Randall would be put in the game and Ryan would say, Randall, make something happen. And Randall will either throw or run or whatever. You guys, I believe, are being unfair to our quarterback. And being an old newspaper reporter and a college professor, I would title what you're doing with the title of ratings, controversy, and racism.
Well, Sam, that's
not necessarily.
No, Sam. Now I will interject. Sam, stop, man. I mean, just like I respect you as a fan and obviously a longtime listener. You have obviously never heard me talk about the Eagles quarterbacks because I tried to get Carson Wentz out of here when everyone told me he was a great quarterback. So that last one, you could just throw it away. Sam, is it a big deal to you that he's not playing well in training camp? That's what we're discussing. It either is or it isn't.
It's like the genius.
It is it
Allen
a big deal?
This is
my favorite thing. I love, and Sam, I appreciate you calling. But when people don't want to answer a question that they find uncomfortable, they talk around it. Stop talking about other things. Is it a big deal that he's not playing well in training camp? You could say, Joe, no, he's an accomplished quarterback, and it's just practice. And then I will say, okay, I disagree. I think it's important that you play well in practice and prepare for the season. But I'm okay. But to try to talk about other things, or like Randall Cunningham, Sam, has nothing to do with this. Randall Cunningham played 30 years ago. This is about today. And by the way, as talented as Randall was, there was a reason why he wasn't consistently excellent. Mostly his coaching, and then he got to Minnesota and he played better. But the,
exactly.
Like,
exactly.
So, but what does that have to do with Jalen?
What it has to do with this is exactly what I said. You guys are caught up in ratings. You guys are caught
I'm
up
caught
in
up in the Eagles quarterback playing great. That's what I want.
You get our fans and listeners all hyped up. Randall, Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts. Then it used to be McNabb.
Ooh, boy.
You realize,
and
like, Sam, it's
Hurts
they're the most the quarterback of the Eagles is
all
the most important person in town. Like, do you get that, Sam? Like, he's the most important athlete in the city.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So at least we're on that same page.
Like a guy by the name of Bryce Harper, who's been striking out, and his average has been in the toilet. But are you talking about him? No. But like I said, I understand. I understand that you want to get us, the fans, all hyper. You want to get us talking about Jalen. But the guy just won the Super Bowl.
Well, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Jalen was part of it.
Yeah, sure.
I watched the game, Sam. We all did. What does that have to do with this season?
What it has to do is that you guys are being unfair by picking at him. As it has been pointed out, he has, for the umpteenth time, has a new signal caller.
Enough of the new coordinator stuff. All right, I'm done, Sam. I'm done. I tried.
There you go. Good debut, Sam.
Did a good job, Joe.
I tried.
I appreciate you.
I'm
proud of you.
The new coordinator thing.
I'm proud of you. Handled that like a G, especially when he called you a racist. No, that was.
Well, it bothered me, but I didn't want to yell at Sam. We kept going.
You handled that well. Now, I'll say this, man, because I hear what Sam is saying. That's not it. I just think that we were some people are concerned about his quarterback, like about our quarterback, I should say, because there was sporadic play last year. And, Sam, I'm here to tell you. Like I said, I was in earshot of a lot of conversations from people in the organization that every Sunday, nobody knew what they were going to get. We tend to forget, man. See, and this is why, Sam, I'm the drunk uncle at the barbecue, and I'm always keep it being. I'm going to bring up the fact that, you know, there was a lot of people that didn't believe in Jalen, but once he won Super Bowl, all that went away.
Mm-hmm.
But every year it's a hard reset. Whether it's fair or not, life isn't fair.
You always say that. You always say every year is its own thing.
It's a hard reset. And I hear everything that everybody's saying, and I understand that you're ire because you feel some kind of way about what's being said about the quarterback. But, bro, it's every year. What do you think they're saying about Lamar Baltimore? Is he going to choke this year? Is he going to choke?
Of course, he's going to play bad in the playoffs again.
This is the nature of the beast. It's the beast, and life isn't fair.
I'm sure some Bills fans are like, yeah, Allen's great, but when is he going to get to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, he can't get to
a Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, like, it's the reality. It's the quarterback position in the NFL. And if you don't want to think that Jalen having a damn camp is a big deal, that's your prerogative. I mean, I'm not going to force you to believe it or feel it. I'm going to feel what I feel. But it's too much to ignore. Like, we've had 2 weeks where he hasn't played very well, and I think a quarterback of his caliber, again, I did my ranking. I put him at the sixth best quarterback in the NFL. I think highly of him.
Five, six.
That's high,
five.
Right?
Who's ahead of him?
My list?
Yes.
My list.
So sorry.
Mahomes.
I apologize.
Now
I asked. I don't feel like going down this
one. Mahomes.
We got about 30 minutes.
You got me here. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Daniels. That was my list. Then I had Jalen six. I expect more out of the top six quarterback than to be, you know, not moving the football in practice.
I'm gonna let that one go, because I just want to go home and hang out with my clan members. After that call, I was gonna say clan. That was the timing that was kind of off, huh?
That was Hugh Douglas, Sam. Hugh Douglas said that.
I mean, my Destiny clan. Go hang out with my clan members after this and play some Destiny.
Well, speaking of awkward, coming up next, we got the audio of what John Ritchie said to Joe Flacco in the bathroom yesterday. We followed him in an all-time WIP moment. You're going to hear what Ritchie said to Joe Flacco in the men's room yesterday at Eagles camp. And if I'm correct, you, did they go into the small little bathroom right next to our RV?
The nice one.
But it's small.
It's small. It's intimate.
Yeah, it's tiny for people my size.
It's butt intimate. To butt.
Joe Flacco.
Alex, you're taking it too far. Alex,
and Richie's
took it too
a big
far.
Dude. Like, what are we doing? All right, you'll hear what Richie had to say to Flacco in the bathroom. Then we'll check in with you people. I'm sure they have a lot to say today. It is the Midday Show live at McGurk's in Lionville on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The Labor Day sale is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and it's your chance to score the lowest prices of the season. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 on the best-selling mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Sealy, Purple, Casper, and more. Plus, and this is the one that I love, people, plus up to $700 off on that adjustable set. What they're talking about is the adjustable base that you get with the bed. Listen, I'm telling you, it's a game changer. When you talk about game changer, you know I was talking about bacon earlier, but this adjustable base, it vibrates. Use your imagination. So don't wait. Do what I did. Visit Mattress Warehouse today and sleep better tomorrow. And when you do, make sure you tell them Hugh Douglas sent you. That I'm your guy. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.